dry, silky earth, fine, full of sand, light in colour, trickles through small, grubby 4-year-old fingers. Good for making tracks with toy cars. You can smooth over the new roads when the surface is busy and start all over again. Under the swing where scuffing feet had pulverized the ground and removed the grass, I sang as I drew in the dirt with the wheels of my favorite, the three-wheeled bubble car. It was my favorite because it made three lines in the dust instead of two, and it was red. I always moved it in reverse, engine forwards, because this was the age of streamlining. Rockets and submarines and cars and speedboats and space vehicles that had to move through the atmosphere all obeyed this principle. So Messerschmitt surely put the sharp end first. In the long afternoons under the swing, I was totally and utterly happy. I was doing the two things that I've been doing ever since in one way or another, singing and drawing. I didn't know about Native Americans and how they sang themselves into trance and made elaborate geometric shapes representing their cosmology in sand. I didn't know about synesthesia, Kandinsky, or the Theosophists. I didn't know about Rolf Harris.
You may think I'm manipular, but this could be a hitula. Here we go. One-ula, two-ula, three-ula, four-ula, five-ula, six-ula, seven-ula, more-ula, eight-ula, nine-ula, ten-ula, 11-ula, 11-it-up, 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 boy. Oh, one-ula,
two-ula,
three-ula,
hey, hey,
five-ula, six-ula, settle you for me-ula, eight-ula, nine-ula, ten-ula, 11-ula, 11-it-up, 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 boy. A brand new crazy word game, and it's not from the USA. Ha! Work becomes workula, play becomes playula, the end of each word you add a U-L-A-la. One-ula,
two-ula,
two-ula,
hey, hey,
drive-ula, madula, just following it through-ula, digging that beach-ula, swinging or sweet-ula, living it up, living it up, living it up, boy. It's catching on. Words like peninsula, spectacular.
And all circular.
Yes. To wear the kiltula, a Scot has got to be ruggedly built-ula.
Highly jocular.
One-ula, two-ula.
I say.
Who-ula? Me-ula?
Yes, you. What are you trying to do? This is quite ridiculous.
You're picking it up quick, killer. You're living it up, you're living it up, you're living it up, boy. A brand new crazy word game. Join me. Adding on a U-L-A. Jug becomes
jugular.
Tube becomes
tubular.
And I love you've becomes
I love you-ula.
So, you-ula, you can see, you-ula. It's easy to join, there's no membership fee, you-ula. Welcome to the club-ula.
Rubbing it up, duck-ula.
Living it up, living it up, living it up, boy. Welcome to the group-ula.
Mulligatawny soup-ula.
Living it up, living it up, living it up, boy.
Welcome to the gang-ula.
Rang-a-dang-dang-ula.
Living it up, living it up, living it up, living it up, boy. Yeah.
Well, that's happy, isn't it? That's a track by Max Sedgley called Happy. Spiritual South, Go Happy in Rio. And I'm imagining that that's Rio in Brazil rather than Rio Shop in Croydon.
Hey, this is Preppy Dude. You're listening to Beans on Toast.
Well, as so often happens in real life, I started this with the greatest intentions of having regular guests and talking about music and food and food and music. And I've just been running around all over the shop, so it has actually been a test of my resolve. I've managed to more or less get the weekly rhythm going, but the food, that was neglected, to be honest with you. I was concentrating on just necking it rather than talking about it. However, this week I do have some food talk with Mike Turtle, with whom I was staying last week, and we talked about some very, very interesting foodstuffs, some exotic foodstuffs, some unusual things that we wouldn't normally see on our conservative platter.
Bye. Radioactive International.
Mike, have you ever eaten horse?
I have eaten horse, yes. I don't really remember it as being anything spectacular at all. It was just like a bit of meat, but it happened to be horse. So I can't say, yeah, it tasted like stables or something. It was just a bit of meat. And it was quite tender, I think, but I think that was more about the preparation and the cooking of it rather than what it actually was. So I've eaten ostrich, I think it's alligator you can eat. I've eaten that.
So that's a reptile?
It's a reptile.
Where does Coco Coccoly eye? Barney Coco bet his horse would win the prize. When the horses ran that day, Sparkplug ran the other way. Barney Coco, where does Coco Coccoly eye? Barney Coco, where does Coco Coccoly eye? The Barney Coco is the luckiest of guys. If he fell into the mud, he'd come up with a diamond stud. Barney Coco, oh, where does Coco Coccoly eye?
With his googa-hooga-hoogly eyes. Oh, Barney Googal, bet his horse would win the prize. He got odds of 5 to 8. Sparkplug came in 3 days late. Barney Googal, with his googa-hooga-hoogly eyes.
Barney Googal, with his googa-googly eyes. Barney Googal doesn't care for homemade pies. When his wife begins to bake, Sparkplug gets an awful break. Barney Googal with his googly eyes. Coccoly eye. Barney Coco bet his horse would win the prize. Sparkplug ran as fine as silk till somebody hollered milk. Barney Coco with his coccoly eye.
They do this thing here. It's like they call it medallions.
Medallions, chunky, chunks.
Yeah.
It's and the posh word for chunks, isn't
chunks.
It?
Well, yeah. It's sort of round chunks, like big wagon wheelie type biscuits.
Okay.
And or like hamburger type sized meat, but yeah, it's not minced meat.
It's just a piece of flesh.
But I assumed when I got medallions of ostrich, I just assumed it was his neck. Because that's really the shape.
That's true. So. Did you get the beak?
No, but I asked the guy for the bill at the end.
Oh, very good. Did you this piece of horse meat that
yeah.
you ate? What? How was it served?
Oh, I don't remember. Just probably with vegetables, a bit of potatoes. I don't know.
You can't remember?
No. I mean, I don't remember it as being particularly unpleasant or horse. It was just I'll eat that.
Like a steak.
Yeah. And when I was doing the hotel gigs in St. Moritz, they had these evenings of special meats that people don't normally eat, so for the tourists. You know?
Rare meats.
So that's where I had my alligator and ostrich, although people do eat ostrich here, it's not uncommon, and people do eat horse meat.
We'll be right back. big no in most of England, but in France and other Belgium and Germany. Mm-hmm. And they're also, they're much keener on the so-called crueler meat, so veal, where you actually have to put the young calf in a crate and subject it to heavy dance music and a strobe, I understand, to create that special light kind of meat that people prefer with veal. I've had a veal cutlet when I first went to Germany. I didn't know what it was. I thought I was ordering something different, and this thing came along. It was delightful, and at the time I was quite morally righteous, and I really wasn't eating much meat at all. In fact, and I'd sort of gone against the grain because I was in a different place. And when in Rome or when in Frankfurt, do as the Frankfurters do, and So I just ordered this thing, and it turned out to be breaded veal. And it was absolutely mouth-wateringly gorgeous.
I must sit down for a minute. I'm ready to fall in a heap. Willie's been fed, and I've tucked him in bed. Thank goodness the darling's asleep. He's a wonderful boy, and a joy, and a boon. Gee, you should have seen him this afternoon.
Bang went the bridge lamp, down went the table, crash went the china tray. But he said, I couldn't help it, my walking horse ran away. Rip, rip went the curtain, wham went the window, crunch went the new buffet. And I heard him tell his daddy, my walking horse ran away. Somehow, Indians got into our front room. Our cowboy grabbed Bruce Gunner, went boom, 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 boom. Slam went the screen door, smash went the mirror, looks like I'll soon be gray.
But he smiles, and what's the difference? And maybe some Mother's Day, I'll remember when his rocking horse ran away. Got up early this morning, wore a flimsy negligee, had to hurry to fix the breakfast and get Daddy on his way. Figured I could get the paper so the neighbors wouldn't see, so I sneaked out on the porch, but very, very quietly.
Wham went the dishpan, then came a holler, up went the neighbor's shade. It was Mother's little darling out on a commando raid.
Came home late from a picture, I was tired, my shoes were tight. Took off my stockings, dropped my girdle, got undressed and pulled the light. Boy, slipped into my nightgown, then tiptoed across the floor. Better have a look at Junior, so I peeped into his door.
Clang, clang, clang went a cowbell, wee went a whistle, I nearly had a stroke. It was Mother's precious baby, just having his little joke. Always, just when I'm breathing a peaceful sigh, there's G-men, coppers and robbers, and hi-ho, silver! Bam went the bookcase, food went the fruit bowl, of boom went the glass bouquet.
But he smiles, and what's the difference? And maybe some Mother's Day, I'll remember when.
Bang went the lamp, down went the table, crash went the tray, rip, rip went the curtain, wham went a window, clang went a bell, wee went a whistle, bam went a pan, slam went a door. I'm that eventful day, but his rocking horse ran away.
But I do draw the line at certain things. Pâté de foie gras.
Yeah.
I've been offered that recently. Absolutely no way.
What would tend to, if anything, lure me back into eating a bit of meat occasionally is what is happening right now. It's wild season here.
Wild?
Wild.
Was ist wild?
Wild is anything like reindeer, not reindeer, deer or venison or these kind of...
Hoofy beasts of the wood.
Hoofy woody beasts with antlers or whatever.
Butty
and,
beasts.
And they have a few recipes which are very special to this region.
Or venison.
Venison,
yeah. I mean, it's very lovely as a meat. If you're a meat eater, venison's very nice if it's been, you know, treated properly, hung and all this stuff. You do have to, you know, let it hang up and and rot and decay a bit, you know. But I was talking about this Icelandic food with somebody the other day, and they said that, you know, this whole thing about eating a mouldy shark, they just bury the shark and it really rots. And then, you know, you pull it out, you know, after it's rotted through, and you can eat this shark, and it's incredibly strong. And this guy said, no, but you've got to understand, this was a poisonous shark, and if they didn't do that, they couldn't have eaten it without it killing them. And they found a way of making even the most poisonous thing in the seas around them into a delicious meal. So you have to hand it to the Icelanders for being able to work out how to do that.
Yeah, and there's another thing. Dolphin-friendly tuna. I do eat fish. Mm. Dolphin-friendly tuna.
Yeah.
Why don't they just eat the dolphin?
Well, they do. I mean, they do. They massacre dolphins regularly in Japan, and it turns and many of these animals are swimming around in radioactive seas, and they're unfit to eat. But they turn up as whale meat in their supermarkets.
Okay.
By the way. And you know, they've got high mercury content because they're in industrial seas sometimes and top of the food chain, and you know, not safe to eat.
You could also have on like cheaper cans of tuna fish, you know, may contain traces of dolphin, so that they just mix them all up together. The dolphin doesn't.
Well, there's this new, you know, they pull out dolphins, they're fishing them out with nets all the time, aren't they?
Was in the hallway drinking a glass of tea. From the other end of the hallway, a rhythm was generating. Another boy was sliding up the hallway. His gold nerves merged perfectly with the hallway. He merged perfectly the mirror in the hallway. The boy looked at Johnny. Johnny wanted to run, but the movie kept moving as planned. The boy took Johnny, he pressed him against a locker. He drove it in, he drove it home, he drove it deep in Johnny. The boy disappeared. Johnny fell on his knees, started crashing his head against a locker, started laughing hysterically when suddenly Johnny gets a feeling. He's been surrounded by horses, 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 coming in all directions, white, shining, silver, studs with their nose in flames. He saw horses, 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 singing on how the pony, like Boney Maroney. Do you know how to twist?
Called space. It's a pretty little place. there's a mare, black and shining, with yellow hair. I put my fingers through her silken hair and found a stair. And I don't waste time, I just walk right up and saw that up there. There is a sea up there. There's a sea up there. There's a sea, sees the possibility. There's no land but the land. There's no sea but the sea.
There's no keeper
of the key.
There's a wall of possibilities.
Possibilities, one who seizes possibilities.
There are several walls.
Possibilities
up there.
The first possibility is the sea around me. I'm standing there with my legs spread like a sailboat. I felt his hand on my knee
on the screen,
and I looked at Johnny and handed him a branch of coral flame in the heart of a man. The waves were coming in like Arabian stallions, gradually lapping into seahorses. He picked up the blade and he pressed it against his smooth throat, spewing, and let it dip in the veins, dip in to the sea, to the sea of possibilities. Dip in.
Started hardening in my hand
to the sea,
and I felt the arrows of possibilities.
I put my hand inside his cranium. Oh, we had such a brainiac, no more, but no more, no more. I gotta move from my mind to the area. Go, 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 gotta go and do the what you see. Yeah, do the what you see. Do the what you see. Shot open, coiled snakes, white and shining, twirling and circling. Our lives are now entwined. We will fall. Yes, be together, twining your nerves, your mane of the black shining horse and my fingers all entwined. And your silky hair, I could feel it. Too warm, too unbelievably smooth, like playing in the sea. In the sea,
your possibilities,
possibility was a blade, a shining.
I hold the key to the sea of possibilities. There's no man but the man.
Look at my hand, and there's a red stream. It went streaming. Like arteries,
sits between
like fingers,
the eyes of a horse.
Blade pressing it against his throat.
Your eyes,
he opened his throat.
Your
his vocal cords started shooting like
of a horse.
Mad pituitary glands, the scream he made
in my heart
so high. Throat. Nobody
fingers.
He was on that bed. It was like a sea of jelly. And so he seized. First,
his vocal cords
shot
up.
Possibility
had
pituitary glands.
It was a
black tube. He felt himself disintegrate. Go inside the black tube. Said when he looked out into
everything
deep,
like
saw a sweet young thing.
Fender wine
humping on the pocket meter, leaning on the pocket meter,
in the sheets, there was a man dancing around to a simple rock and roll song.
I'm wondering, I mean, would you eat seahorses?
I draw the line at crunchy animal food, like grasshoppers or seahorses.
Have you eaten insects?
No, I draw the line. I wouldn't want to. Because
you wouldn't have chocolate-covered ants, or...?
No, I'd peel the chocolate off and eat the chocolate.
But you wouldn't eat the ant, or locusts. You apparently can fry those up.
You can eat locusts and stuff, can't you? People do, but it just...
Not in your house.
And those videos that you see on YouTube or wherever of people eating...
Witchetty grubs.
Squid.
Would you go for a nice witchetty grub?
I've seen, yes, you pull them out of the tree.
Yeah, well, one guy can go down the other end and just blow it, and the other guy's out the other end of his mouth, open, straight in. That's how the didgeridoo was born. Did you know that?
People, you know, just let's just kill some animals that you don't normally eat.
Weirdest animals, the weirdest, and make it taste lovely.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing I've eaten, which was in my head about 15 seconds ago, is completely gone.
Python.
No.
Perambulator.
Oh, yes, in Florida. This is the only meat product you can eat, apparently. Well, yeah.
What?
Where the animal doesn't die. Because they just pull, it's a crab, and it's got this huge claw, left claw is really huge, and they pull off the claw, and you eat the claw, and two weeks later, it grows another one.
Wow.
So.
Mm. Now, if you could do that with toilet paper, you'd make a fortune. Now, I don't mean the claw, I mean regenerating toilet paper. It'd be awful if you had a claw, and you know,
yeah.
I didn't mean that, I just meant
use a crab's claw instead of toilet paper.
Well, hey, probably you could, actually. Well, it was a little bit nippy. But, you know, it might be very precise, you know. But, horse I've never had. I don't think I'll have horse now.
Mm-hmm.
Would you eat a horse if you'd bet on it?
And it came last.
Well, wherever it came. If you placed a bet on a horse, and then, you know, by misfortune it met its death, and somebody said, by the way, you know this horse that we're just about to tug into? It just won the 3:15 at Chepstow.
Right.
Would you feel that you could eat it at that point, knowing that it had been subject to, you know, wages for cash wages?
I would like to wait a little while.
Okay.
I would like to not wait till, you know, if it was 3:20, it was too soon, because the animal will have a lot of adrenaline, all that, all these chemicals going around, and it will go into the meat. And I think it's good to, when you want to kill an animal, it needs to be relaxed, I think.
So you would use flute music?
Pan flute. I would hire some Peruvians.
Maybe Peruvians playing You Fill Up My Senses, Benny's song, to the horse. You fill up my senses. On pan flute, you can just hear it. And the horse could just lie down and, you know, shiver a bit.
Yeah.
Rub its back in the dirt and then, you know, and then you could shoot it and then it was nice and relaxed. Thank you for talking about horses and other sorts of food. Mr. Mike Turtle.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's two things in life that I really love. That's women and horses. That I'm sure of. So when I die, please tan my hide and tool me into a saddle so fine. And give me to a cowgirl that likes to ride. So in the hereafter, I may rest between the two things that I love best.
Thank you.
women and horses, that I'm sure of. So when I die, please tan my hide and tool me into a saddle so fine. Give me to a cowgirl that likes to ride. So in the hereafter I may rest between the two things that I love best. Women and horses. Women and horses.
Thanks to my guest Mike Turtle for being this week's food whisperer. Mike actually composed a horse opera, and the music had lots of rhythm, and the horses were choreographed. And the only very strange thing about it was that one of the shows was a dinner and dance. So you'd come, you'd eat, presumably not horse, you'd then watch the sweaty beasts roll around, and also the horses, and then you'd have a little disco afterwards, which struck me as a rather bizarre form of entertainment. But hey, you know, you've got to do many things to make a buck, especially in the music business.
That looks exciting.
That last track was by Lukumu. As far as I know, it was some sort of very small indie release in Britain a million years ago. You'll find all the other tracks, or at least ones I can remember, on the website radioactiveinternational.org.
Do you remember how it felt when you went to your first parade? And how you saw that glorious marching band coming down the street? Well, try to imagine with me, if you will, that you were the first to see the band coming down the way, growing bigger and bigger, and your heart pounding harder and harder. It always seemed to me that my heart was in perfect time with the big bass drum. And you remember how you got that go to glory feeling, feeling in your heart and in your mind and in your blood that some folk call religion. There are multitudes of people crying because they just won't try to understand. From the book I read, not one but all must follow him. Come and join the magnificent sanctuary band. There are multitudes, people dying. Seem like temptation rules over the land. You know those people should remember
His commandments. Come and join the magnificent sanctuary band. Singing in a band, talking to the man. Bringing in the sheep all over the world as fast as they can. Singing in a band, talking to the man. Drop everything you're doing and join the sanctuary band. The Son of Man speaks a revelation. Oh, he's reaching out his hand. He has promised to bring us all salvation. Come and join the magnificent sanctuary band. Singing a band, talking to the man. Bringing in the sheep all over the world as fast as they can.
There's a weapon
hello, honey, it's me. What did you think when you heard me back on the radio? What did the kids say when they knew it was their long-lost daddy-o? Remember how we listened to the radio, and I said, that's the place to be. And how I got the job as an FM jock the day you married me. It was two kids and I was into AM rock, but I just had to run around. It's been 8 years since I left you, babe. Let me tell you about what's gone down. I am the morning DJ at WOLDD. Playing all the hits for you, wherever you may be. The bright good morning voice, who's heard but never seen. Feeling all of 45, going on 15. The drinking I did on my last big gig, it made my voice go low. They said that they liked the young sound when they let me go. So I drifted on down to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to do me a late night talk show. Now I've worked my way down home again near the Boise, Idaho. That's how this business goes. I am the morning DJ at WOLDD. Playing all the hits for you, wherever you may be. The bright good morning voice, who's heard but never seen. Feeling all of 45, going on 15. I'm making extra money doing high school sock hops. I'm the big time guest MC. You should hear me talking to the little children and listen what they say. Crazy dream that I just take off in my car. But you can travel on 10,000 miles and still stay where you are. Thinking that I should stop this jockeying and start that record store. Maybe I could settle down if you take me back once more. Okay, honey, I see. I guess he's better than me. Sure, old girl, I understand. You don't have to worry, I'm such a happy man. I am the morning DJ at WO. Good morning voice, who's heard but never seen. Feeling all of 45, going on 15. I am the morning DJ at WOLDD.
And Harry Chapin bringing the Beans on Toast show to an end for this week. Thanks for listening. I've been DJ Admin. See you next week.